grief and loss, trauma, mental health, alcohol and drug use, gender roles, anger management, self-esteem, sexual abuse, domestic violence, and the pressures of societal norms or real-life issues that affect men. Join Rolando, psychotherapist, author, life coach, and motivational speaker that has dedicated his profession to working with men to find a healthier alternative to cope and handle these stressors. Rolando believes that men are lacking in social, psychological, emotional, and spiritual support that is necessary for a lifestyle that promotes healthy masculinity. We invite you to join us on XY Spark, where we discuss issues that men face. At XY Spark, we believe the key for happier families is restoring healthy masculinity.
How are you doing out there today? Again, this is your boy Rolando with XY Spark. It's not a beautiful day outside. I do hope that so far you've been enjoying the summer. You have just allowed yourself to, you know, be caressed and be you know, taken aback with the nice warm weather, the sunshine, the wind as it, you know, plays around with your face and brings you into that place of awe. You know, today I wanted to share with you another thought. If you're on your way from work, thank you for joining us. If you're just getting up, we appreciate you. Wherever you are around the world, we hope by now a lot of persons have been vaccinated close by you, and more things are opening up, things are getting back to normal. We also hope that your family is safe and that you are continuing to be safe as we go through this global pandemic together. Today I want to share with you a thought here that simply says this: my greatest leadership challenge is leading me, end quote. My greatest leadership challenge is leading me, end quote. I'd like to ask you a question today. Do you consider yourself to be a leader? When you look at yourself in the mirror, are you a leader or are you a follower? As you look at the decisions that you've made in your life, did you make them because you were trying to be like somebody else? Did you make those decisions because you wanted to be, to compete with one of your buddies? Did you make those decisions as it relates to the relationship that you're in because your buddy was with the best friend of this girl, so you figured you need to get in connected with your best friend, girlfriend's friend? Are you a leader or are you a follower? In your relationship, how do you lead? Do you lead any at all? In your mind, what are the characteristics of a good leader? Are you able to lead yourself? You know, the quote says, my greatest leadership challenge is leading me. Are you that person who is able to step back and reflect and ask yourself practical questions about how and what you need to do to be the best version of you? Have you been leading yourself correctly? The decisions that you've made, have you made good decisions? Would you consider yourself a good leader if you're overindulging in activities or things that is self-harming and self-destructive? Are you a good leader? How are you leading? Are you leading yourself correctly to get proper sleep, to eat right, to exercise, to admit your weaknesses? How are you leading? How are you leading you? How am I leading me? Are you a good leader? How are you leading your kids in the home? How are you leading your partner? How are you leading at work? Are you a good leader? How are you leading you? These questions are important to ask. Because if I'm not good at leading me, why would I want to lead anybody else? Who gives me the right to think that it's okay for me to say I am the priest in my home? I am the husband in my home, but I'm not leading me correctly. Don't you think it's fair for you to realize that if I'm not strengthening the foundation over here, then I'm not going to be in a good space to lead anybody else? So I want to encourage you this morning to reflect on this thought and think about, how do I lead me correctly? How do I lead me on a healthy physical journey? How do I lead me on a healthy spiritual journey? How do I lead me on a healthy psychological journey? How do I lead me on a healthy emotional journey? And what does that look like? So I want to challenge you now to repeat after me. Repeat this after me. I need to be more mindful of how I lead me, so that I can grow to be the best version of me. I need to be more mindful of how I'm leading me, so that I can become the best version of me. Thank you so much, guys, for joining us here on XYS Park. This is your boy, Rolando. Go out there and have a beautiful day. And we continue to remind you and encourage you that there is a spark in you.
Please join Rolando next time on XY Spark as he engages us in practical discussions that promotes healthy masculinity and challenge men to live extraordinary lives. At XY Spark, we believe the key for happier families is restoring healthy masculinity.